Well, after evaluating the film, certainly did some things that we identified as keys for us to win the game yesterday. And I think it started with our performance in the kicking game. You know, we knew that that was had been a strength of Kansas City's, and felt like we really challenged them in every phase of our special teams. And Eddie did a nice job returning the football, handled every ball against a punter who certainly has given returners some fits, and credit him for doing that. There's a few that were over his head, and he went back and got them, and had a big day returning the football. Prater kicked the ball well. Spencer Larson had four tackles. So just all in all, really handled the kicking game well. Defensively, obviously, anytime you force turnovers and you can turn them into points, that's a huge help on the road. Did a nice job of creating some three and outs, which I know a lot of times the offense gets credit for time of possession, but when the defense forces 10 three and outs or better, that certainly lends itself to the offense having the ball for a long time, and the defense certainly gave it back to the offense yesterday. Offensively, did a nice job in the running game at the line of scrimmage. Only had one negative run and 45 carries, which we've talked a lot about that this year, and really did a nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage. Backs ran well, and improved our red zone production as well. It's been something that's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for us. Cut down in there six times, came away with four touchdowns. Still room to improve and get better, but much better than what it's been. And we scored on a screenplay, which was a big deal to us. So all in all, happy with the way our team approached the game yesterday, and excited for the opportunity to get ready for the Colts this weekend.
You mentioned Larson. What has he meant to the special team since his return? I mean, he's really powerful with his
tackle. Yeah, toughness, consistency, effort, attitude. He works at his craft. He does his job every time he's out there, and is a great leader for that group. We've got a lot of leaders that play a lot on special teams. Woodyard, Hagan, Larson, McBath, Bruton, Barrett. I mean, there's a lot of them. Reed. That are out there all the time on those kicking units, and they enjoy it. They accept the challenge. They want to be out there. I think a lot of times in the kicking game, that's part of it. You know, is wanting to be out there and run down on the kickoff and block people, and sometimes take on double teams. And you know, it isn't always pretty, but Spencer attacks all those challenges head on, and it's great to have him out there.
That said, about those guys you mentioned, you've also got.
Yep.
How do you feel about having them on there?
Those plays are just as important as the plays, you know, the other plays in the game that they may be on the field for. You know, we knew going into yesterday, and they've been playing that role for a while now, and I think that just shows our team how important we feel the plays are, and it also shows the rest of our players that those guys are out there, you know. Working hard to try to help us in any way they can. So we got a very unselfish team. I don't think there's any player on our team that wouldn't do anything we asked of them in the kicking game, and those two are good examples.
Is that unconventional that you have many guys?
I don't think so. I think there's some teams that have maybe more starters than others, but, I mean, Jamal Charles was, you know, right beside the kicker on the opening kickoff yesterday. So, I mean, it's you know, each coach and each team has a different set of players and different set of philosophies on that. But I think the kicking game is a huge phase for us and very important, and we don't treat it as any less than offense or defense. So we would like to have the best players we can on the field.
Not many Hall of Famers do it, though. I mean, what does that say about Champ? I mean, he's 31, willing to play special teams.
Yep. Like I said, I don't think he would consider it willing to play. I just think he would consider it we asked him to play that role, and he's saying yes. I mean, you know, I don't think it's one of those things where we present it like, well, hey, you know, would you mind? You know, we don't do that. We try to put the best 11 out there on the field every time we can, whether it's an extra point or field goal or field goal block, punt team, whatever it may be. And the guys we feel like can give us that best opportunity to win that play, we hope are out there all the time within reason. I mean, there's certainly plays where you can't have a whole bunch of starters out there because they just played 12 plays or something. So, we again, appreciate everybody's attitude and effort in the kicking game here in Denver.
You have remaining discipline with Buckholder's carries.
Yep.
12 to 15 is kind of his niche. Yesterday, was it kind of tempting? It seemed like every time he had the ball, he was breaking off 10-plus.
Yeah, no, not – I mean, like I said, we don't call the game offensively based on who's in the game at the running back spot. So I'm not going to say I don't know who's in the game, but – I almost don't care who's in the game. You know, it's not like we're running a bunch of different plays because Buck's in there, and then when Noshan goes in, it's a whole different set of plays, and we don't do that. So I just think both of them had a good day. Peyton Hillis had another good day too, you know, ran the whole six and a half minutes off the clock in the four-minute offense. So, you know, it doesn't really change what we do. We feel comfortable with both of them in there, and, yeah, he did have a good day. He was close on a couple. Real close.
And in your 16-0 year, as I recall, either because defenses started putting nickel backs all the time, but you ran the ball way more at the end, the last quarter of the season. You had a lot more running game. Is that weather related by design, the way defenses?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, I don't think it's just that year, but I think every year I've been in the National Football League, the weather obviously plays a role in what you do at the end of the year. If you're if you're a East Coast or cold weather climate team that's going to have to deal with those conditions, you certainly are going to have to be able to do more of that maybe later in the year. I think all defenses and all offenses and all coaches at this point kind of know you better than what they maybe did, week two or three of the season, certainly. So, whatever their plan's going to be, it may dictate that they want to play with more defensive backs. They want to play, with the safeties back, with the safeties down, more man coverage, whatever it may be. So I think there's a lot of circumstances that go into what you do. You just got to take it for what it is that week and try to do the best thing you can with your game plan.
Do you think of your team in terms of an identity? We're a running team, we're a passing team, or is it a week by week?
It's a week by week, I think. I think our identity, I'm not big on saying what our identity is, but we try to do whatever we think is in the best interest of beating the opponent we have on the schedule this week, which changes quite a little bit. So, a few weeks ago it was more four wide receivers. Yesterday it was none of that. It might be a bunch of blitzing one week and not much the next week, depending on who you're playing and what you think you have to do to beat them or what you think you can be successful with. So, again, that goes back to the players, being able to handle those adjustments. And sometimes the swing is huge from one week to the next, and sometimes it's not. So we just try to put them in a good position to be successful and hope that we can execute our plan against whoever we play.
Josh, we talked about the 16-0 season a couple years ago. Given that you were a part of that, is there any part of you that wants to break, the Colts' chances of going 16-0 this year? Being, that was a NFL history type of deal. Is there a part of you that wants to go?
My big focus this week is beating them because it'll mean we're 9-4. You know what I mean? And I think that's the most important thing for me, for our team. If in some way it can derail history, then it is what it is.
How tough is that going to be? How tough is this Indianapolis team to go? How do you beat
this? This is a very talented team that doesn't make mistakes, very well coached, great organization. I've had an opportunity to play against them a number of times, in New England, and always been a great challenge to get ready for them. They give you, a lot of different things to get ready for. Certainly the offense with Peyton Manning and their ability to throw the ball and score a lot of points certainly poses a huge challenge. Defensively, I think they're leading the league in points allowed. get to the quarterback. And what they do, and then in their kicking game, they're fast. They do a good job of kicking the football. They return the ball well. They cover well. They got great speed. This is, to me, kind of the ultimate complementary football team. You know, they get ahead of you, and then they, you know, they send the rushers at you, and they don't give up many big plays on defense, which forces you to go a long distance and run a lot of plays to score on them, which ultimately, you know, think they count on making a few negative plays along the way. And if they get you in second and 15 or third and 13, it's hard to convert on them. And once you get behind and you start making in a passing game, and I mean, it becomes a problem.
What about their game? It was week two against Miami. They had the ball for 15 minutes.
Yep.
And scored 27 points.
Yep. It's like I said, they've won a lot of different ways. You know, they were behind 17-0, you know, to Houston a couple weeks ago, and Miami had the ball for 45 minutes. They were down by 17-20 points in the second half to New England. They win that one. You know, I don't think this team ever flinches. They don't lose their composure. They are confident and focused on what they need to do. They have a tremendous amount of playmakers on their team, not just on their offense, on their team. They have two of the best pass rushers in all of football on their defensive line. They have quite possibly the, you know, one of the best, certainly one of the best receivers in all of football in Reggie Wayne, one of the best tight ends in all of football in Dallas Clark, one of the best quarterbacks in football in Peyton Manning. You know, I could go on and on. And they're not even playing with Bob Sanders. So, it's a talented football team that you have to play a really solid football game in all three phases. But I think one of the things you really have to do, you've got to play 60 full minutes, because it doesn't take them long to make big plays. You just point out the Miami game. You know, they don't need, you know, 32 minutes time of possession to score a bunch of points. So,
you grew up down the street from the Hall of Fame building, and you were a high school quarterback. Did you engage in the common discussion topic in sports, who's the all-time best quarterback during your time?
I don't think anybody engaged me in that conversation, but you know, certainly I grew up in a what I would call an exciting time to be a kid who loved football. You know, John Elway, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, among others. There were a lot of guys that you could really appreciate and kind of fall in love with if you liked football and liked quarterbacks. So, and I think it's very similar now. You know, there's a lot of guys that you could really appreciate and, you know, could talk about up there with the best of all time. I mean, who am I to say who the best of all time is? But, I mean, the guy we're playing this week is right there at the top of the list.
One more for the coach.
Do you know anything more about Ryan Harris? Say it again.
Do you know anything more about Ryan
Harris? No, not right now.